When a man has been a bad boy and knows he needs his behavior corrected, sometimes an erotic punishment spanking is just what the doctor ordered. Of course, there are many implement choices for doling out a good spanking. It may be done with a paddle, ruler, wooden spoon, riding crop, cane, or even a rubber flip-flop. He who has gotten himself into trouble can assume one of many different positions for his punishment spanking. Standing with his palms against the wall and his ass stuck out. Bent over a table. Leaning forward, grabbing his ankles. Or perhaps while on his hands and knees. But this particular naughty boy of mine loves it one way and one way only. He longs for a bare bottom, over-the-knee spanking, and the mere idea of that spanking turns him on like nothing else. Once he confesses to his bad behavior, he knows the first thing I am going to do is summon him to come over and stand in front of me. As I sit in a straight back chair with my feet locked together at the ankles and my glossy nylon pantyhose glistening in the light as they sensually cling to the sexy curves of my thighs and calves. I give him a little lecture about why it is he simply cannot play by the rules and how he knows what the result will be when I discover his impropriety, or he tattles on himself. He knows, without a doubt, that a stinging spanking will be coming his way. Then I reach out to him. While I continue to give him a firm tongue-lashing, I reach out and abruptly snatch his pants and underwear down so the lower half of his body is fully naked, and he has a most nervously concerned and worried look on his face. I pat my lap and tell him to drape his body over my thighs now. I want those bare ass cheeks up in the air, revealed and vulnerable. It's time for his punishment spanking to begin. He drops himself onto my lap as soon as he is instructed to do so, and I begin by gently rubbing my hand in circles over his bare ass cheek that is nearest me. I continue to admonish him as I pat his ass, and then, very suddenly, I raise my hand and lower it quickly and with full force against that bare ass cheek I was just stroking, because now that bare ass belongs to me, and I am going to blister that bare ass, but good. So I slap, smack, and beat those bare ass cheeks until I tire. Which always happens later than sooner. After all, what's the punishment spanking if it doesn't leave a bare ass bright red and stinging? It's even better because he does love taking his spankings that way. In fact, I think he's intentionally a bad boy so he can have his behavior corrected with such a punishment spanking as this. Have you been a bad boy too? Do you need a good, hard punishment spanking to correct your behavior? Do you need to bare your ass cheeks and go over my knee so I can do an attitude adjustment? Call me, Mistress Emma Jane of FetishPhoneSexCalls.com at 800-601-6975. And I'll let you tell me how you take your spanking when you've been a very, very naughty boy.